The fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Coming up tonight on Sunny 101.3, we have high school football district championship action for you. It will be the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on the Lord Central Catholic Knights in Nebraska City. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight. Johnson Brock comes into the ball game with just one loss on the year, while Lord Central Catholic comes in 5-2 on the year. They're 2-1 in the district, while Johnson Brock is undefeated. The winner tonight will be the district champion to get the automatic qualifying berth into the eight-man playoffs that start next week. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Johnson Brock coach Mitch Engelken about tonight's matchup and about the season to date for the Eagles. Randy Gatula and Blaine Barron standing by in Nebraska City to bring you the action at 7 o'clock. I'll be back and visit with Coach Engelken of Johnson Brock after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Most people agree it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Mound City coach Taylor Standifer. The Panthers coming in here 2-5 on the year. Coach, I know the record's not what you want it to be. I know South Holt's in the same boat going into this ball game tonight. Injuries have affected both teams, as we talked about during the coaches show this week. But it's just a good old-fashioned rivalry between the two schools. So, you know, the kids will be gunning for one another in this contest tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you said, it is a good old-fashioned rivalry. You know, I don't know when it established, but long before I was born, I'm sure. you know, that's, both teams are going to be getting after it. You know, both coaches will have wrinkles that we throw in there for each other, as we always do. So it's each team's got to do their job to come out with a win.
As we looked at this game on the schedule earlier this year, we expected to see South Holt, a team that liked to throw the ball around a lot. They were capable of running it with their starting quarterback out, some other injuries. Sounds like more of a running game coming at you tonight from South Holt.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've prepared for all week, kind of what we expect. We know they'll still do some passing out of it and really – they'll really try to set up their passing off the play action from the run, kind of similar to what we do. So our guys just got to do a really good job of reading their guys that they're supposed to and doing their technique.
Well, it always comes down to this anyway, but the guys up front are going to tell the tale of this ball game tonight on the offensive and defensive lines for both teams, and both teams like to run the football. It depends on what happens up front, who has success.
Absolutely, it does. You know, our guys, we got to do a good job getting on blocks and staying on our blocks, and then defensively, we got to do a good job of getting off blocks, especially where they run some of the trap series quick up the middle. We got to get off those blocks really quick.
You've got some running backs that have had some success this year. I watch them. I see Mr. Durning. Well, he's tackled, and all of a sudden he's squirting through a hole somewhere and off for a long run. He's had a big year for you.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. You know, he's a guy that we lean on a lot to do some of the blocking out of our backfield. And he does a really good job of that, so he doesn't get as many carries there when he's doing that for us. But, yeah, when we put the ball in his hands, he does a really good job of, you know, running through that first contact and making it real tough for one guy to bring him down.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you moving around some positions because of some injuries and things, which is no fun. So we'll get everybody lined up tonight and go. I mean, you're about as – I guess you may be missing a kid or two, but you're about as healthy as a team could expect to be in week number 8 here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've took some – big injuries early on, but kind of got some of those guys back, and we're about as full strength as we have been since, I think, week 2.
And as far as this game, just a couple of things, Coach, if you would, a couple of keys of things going well for Mountain City tonight, what do we see?
Offensively, we're really going to have to establish our run game. We're going to have to make sure that we're getting those blocks up front, being able to move the chains with our run game to set up the play action. And then defensively, you know, making sure that we're filling those run gaps up front. We've really got to take away their run game, make them one-dimensional in passing the ball.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, John.
Back with the rest of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you about the importance of proactive care. Regular self-exams and routine mammograms are critical in detecting breast cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't put off scheduling mammograms. Early detection can save your life. Together, we can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS Insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now time to talk to the home team and Coach Josh Peterson and Southold Knights coming to the ballgame tonight. 4-3. Coach, things have changed a lot since the last time I talked. You did a pregame show about a month ago now almost for the Rockport game. 4-0 at that point. That night, unfortunately, you lost your starting quarterback to injury. And since then, talking to you, it has been one injury after another. No excuses, but man, it's tough to play football and you get this many kids hurt.
It's been pretty rough the last couple, 3 weeks. Like I said, I had three All-State players returning from last year's team, and all three of those guys have been out. So we've been having to plug a lot of freshmen and sophomores in to play, and they've competed. It's just, it's tough, especially with the schedule that we had there right after that, where it was Platte Valley and Nottoway Valley. So two pretty good teams right now. And, we're just saying no excuses and no exceptions. And we're going out to play. We're still, playing time. We're still doing the football thing, and we're trying to figure out what we can do to get better going forward. So, hopefully we can right the wrongs here and get this ship turned around.
Hopefully so. I know a lot of changes on the offensive side. Tell me a little bit about Hayes Weller. He came in that night. We were over there, started to play quarterback for you when Cole Metzger got hurt. That young man's got a pretty darn good arm.
Yeah, Hayes can throw. I mean, I think most people know him from baseball, but his ability to throw, it's there. It's just he hadn't played since his freshman year, but he's picking things back up and he's learning. We're trying to keep things simple for him. Maybe add a thing, here or there each week as we go along, but he's done a pretty good job stepping into pool and trying to run the offense. We're a lot more run heavy now just because of, injuries and where we were at. So, it's kind of a base offense that we're doing, just went back to kind of reestablishing the run game, and we're under center and just trying to, play power football with what we have out there.
The game tonight with Mount City, and we might see two teams that play kind of a similar brand of football, as they love to run the football. Not like when you were up there a long time ago and you were throwing it all over the place.
Yeah, going on about a quarter century now, John. Thanks for bringing that up. But it's that's what we're going to try to do is establish the run and play defense. I know it's old and cliche, but hey, we want to establish the run game. We want to run the ball. We want to control the clock. And then, our defense, we got to get something going on the defense side. We struggled on defense all year. So hopefully this would be a night where maybe we can get some things figured out with our younger guys and, come to play. But I think it's going to be a competitive game back and forth. I don't think either one of us, Mount City or South Holt right now, is kind of where we thought we would be, but hey, that's why you play the game, and anything can happen. So I think it'll be a pretty good game tonight.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. We'll let you go. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck tonight with your squad in the game against Mount City.
All right, thanks, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm
for your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Conference tonight, it is the Mound City Panthers at the South Pole Knights. For Mound City, the Panthers come into this ball game tonight with a record of 2 wins and 5 losses. South Pole comes in 4 wins and 3 losses. Unfortunately, for the Knights, they've lost those 3 games all consecutively here, and it started 4 weeks ago now, with a loss to Rockport. And since then, they have suffered injury after injury. That has certainly been a big issue for the Knights. Mound City, it hasn't been a lot better for them for injuries this year. They've had a bunch of people beat up as well and injured and missing games. So tonight is kind of a battle of attrition here. We'll see who lasts with their players here with a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Taking a look at the offensive starter tonight for the Mound City Panthers, for Coach Taylor Standiford, he is going to go with end Ernie Peters, 155-pound junior, and August Meadows, 150-pound senior. We'll also see in the backfield tonight Henry Smith, quarterback. Henry, a freshman, starting his third game, I believe it is. Kane Durr, running back, 160-pound senior. We'll see Creighton Ralph in there, a junior tonight at a running back spot. And at times we'll see freshman Max Smith also at running back for tonight's ball game. Up front, John Gard, a guard. He's a 185-pound sophomore. We'll see a couple of different players likely. It's center tonight, Kate Gillenwater, a 240-pound sophomore, and Jacob Hall, who is a senior, and Scott Manley, the sophomore, 180-pounder, will be at the other guard spot tonight for Mound City. For Coach Josh Peterson and the South Hold Knights tonight, their starting lineup will include an end, Griffin Kimmerling, 180-pound junior. Will Jackson, 180-pound sophomore. We'll see him as well tonight at end, along with Cameron Biondo, 150-pound sophomore. In the backfield, the quarterback is Hayes Weller. He is a senior. We'll see Trevor Mark, 180-pound senior. In the backfield tonight, a running back. And we also expect to see Memphis Jones, a sophomore, and sophomore Tate Cruzman in the backfield tonight for the South Holt Knights. Up front, at guards, we have Trace Mill, a 260-pound senior, Tayson Skeen, a 280-pound sophomore, and we'll have Tanner Mill, a freshman, in there tonight as the starting center for the South Holt Knights. That is the lineup that the coaches gave me earlier this week, and what we will plan to see in tonight's ballgame. I can scratch Cameron Biondo out of that lineup. I see he's down here not dressed for the ballgame. No uniform, so he will not be playing tonight, so we'll find another player in there in his spot at various times for this contest. They are getting ready to do the coin toss here. The coaches go out with the players here in Missouri for the coin toss. Then they shake hands, they leave the field, and we have the coin toss by the officials. So what we will do right now is we'll take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and tell you who wins the coin toss, get this game underway in Oregon, Missouri tonight on Sunny 101.3.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Oregon, Missouri, the home of the South Pole Knights. The coin toss complete. Mound City won the toss and says, give us the ball. Coach Stan DeVert told me, he said, you know, we would love to have a possession and take up the whole quarter to score. That's just his kind of ballgame. Keep away and keep control of that football. So Mound City wins the toss they elected to receive, and it will be Mound City going from right to left toward the east goal here in quarter number one in tonight's ballgame. South Holt, home, dressed in black. It's senior night. Four seniors on the team for South Holt. And we are ready to get it going here. Stepping in to kick it away is going to be Trevor Mark, 180-pound senior. Eight-man football, they'll tee it up at the 30-yard line and get this game underway tonight. If you're looking for Fall City Tiger football tonight, it's on Sister Station, KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM tonight. Tigers at Warwick Laytonia tonight. Also, Sacred Heart is home. We don't have them on the air tonight. They're trying to wrap up the season with a win against Cedar Bluffs. Here's the approach and the kick. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it's going to be over the head of the return man into the end zone, and no return for Mound City. No way to get a hand for Heath Pearman, and it'll be Mound City football at their own 15-yard line to start their first possession of the ball game. Mound City, you're going to expect a lot of running tonight. Henry Smith, freshman quarterback. Probably still a little nervous, just his third, maybe fourth start. I think it's his third start. Chauncey Brown not playing tonight for Mound City. He is still out with an injury. So the Panthers line him up, split back formation, as you would expect, double tight end set. First and 10, everybody in the box, except one player, seven in the box for South Holt. And the ball goes to the right side on the toss and pushed out of bounds over there on the far side is the Mound City ball carrier carrying the football that time for the Panthers. I believe was Ralph with the carry. And then on the stop for Mound City was Kimmerling, pick up of 3 yards on that first down play. So here come the Panthers back over the football. Yellow pants, white tops, and purple helmets. Smith under center, turns, and this time it's going to be coming around the corner with Kane Dirk. Or no, that is Raup, and Raup is loose on the sideline, and he's pushed out of bounds in Knight territory at the 26-yard line. A big gain on that toss sweep to the left side. And coming down that sideline, Creighton Raup on the carry that time again for Mound City. He'll move the ball from the 18. Pick up of 36 yards and a first down. Mound City on the move. No 3 yards in the cloud of dust there. Quick strike. Big run, turn, and the handoff goes straight ahead. Again, Creighton Raup on the carry. He'll be inside the 25. I may have misspoke at the 26-yard line. He'll be pushed down at the 25, a gain of 1 yard up the middle that time for the Mound City Junior. Panthers huddle up. Come up over the ball at the 25-yard line. They're no doubt in four-down territory now, no matter what. Deep in Knight's territory. Henry Smith looks over the defense, turns around and says something to his running back. Now he's under center. And now he'll turn and a little play to the left side and a hard run and down to the 20-yard line. Carrying the football once again, coming around this left side will be the Panthers, Creighton Raup. Raup with another carry. He'll have a third down and about three as he'll pick up 6 yards on the play for the Mound City Panthers. Again, here come the Panthers over the football now. Third down and three at the 19-yard line. The South Holt quarterback keeper around the right side on that quarterback bootleg. And it'll be a first down inside the 15-yard line. And let's see where they knock Henry Smith down at this time. He's going to pick up yardage down to the 11. That's going to be about an 8-yard gain and a first down for Mound City. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast, Bruno Implement Company. Bruno Implement is your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. See Bruno Implement, also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. First and 10 from the 11, toss it back, and Raup coming around the left side, gets to the outside, cuts to the 5, he dives forward towards the end zone, touchdown! He stretched the ball out with his right hand as he went out of bounds, and the referee, the official standing right there, signals touchdown for Mound City. An 11-yard sweep around the left end and a score for Creighton Raup on that play. So Mound City marches right down the field and puts the first 6 of the night up on the board and lead it now by a score of 6-0 with the 2-point try coming up here. Score coming with 9:54 to go in the first quarter. And a throw over the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended over that right side there to his tight end, that believe, and it's no good. And it's 6-0. Mound City with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring wrap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it. It is a 6-play, 65-yard drive for Mound City, capped off by a Creighton Raup 11-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion pass failed. It is 6-0, the lead to the Panthers. And a kick bounces. It's off of a South Holt Knight, and it falls into the hands of a Mound City Panther. That's August Meadows, who falls on the football for the Panthers. The ball was a low-rolling kick off the tee by intention, and it goes to off. It goes off of South Holt, and it will be picked up again by August Meadows for Mound City. So Mound City catches a big break here. And they will get the football back on the kickoff. And here come the Panthers over the football, and they will be at the 36, a South Hold. 9:54 to go here in quarter number one. 6-0 Panthers. Smith will toss it to Kane Durr. Durr, the running back on the left side, runs to the right side, and he'll move forward from the 36-yard line. He'll be down to the, just call it the 33. Actually, it's a gain of about 4 on the play. He'll be down closer to the 32, actually. Gain of 4 on first down for Mound City. Brings up a 2nd and 6 for the Panthers. They come over the football, this time on the right hash mark, as they go toward the east end here, right to left, in this first period. Split back set, Smith stands up. Now back under center. Quarterback bootleg around the right side. Smith drug down. They've got him around the hips. He falls forward inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line. He'll pick up 4 yards. He looks much more comfortable running that play than what we've seen in previous games where he's played. As we said, he's just a freshman. Got the starting nod due to some injuries earlier. Now he's kind of settling into that position here. And early on, he didn't look real comfortable with that goal. Quarterback bootleg, Mount City has ran so well for so long. From the 29, 3rd down and 3 now. Give him 3 yards on that play. Panthers. Here comes the Brun blitz, and it's Durr. Durr hit at the line of scrimmage, bounces off attacker, fights his way forward to the 25. Should be good for a first down for the Panthers with a 4-yard pickup. So Kane Durr with the first down run. And Mound City in business now at the South Holt 25-yard line. Clock moving, 8:15 to go in quarter number one. We don't see a lot of passing tonight. Both teams are going to try to run the football a lot. At least that was the game plan coming in here. Handoff, Ralph moving from the right to the left, and he is hit and dropped in the backfield. Good defense there. Nice play coming in there that time for Ross South Holt. Trevor Mark went in there, and he met Ralph head-on, and it's going to be a loss of a yard on the first down play. Now 2nd down and 11, the ball back out at the 26-yard line here for Mound City. 6-0 early, the Panthers with the lead, driving 65 yards in their first possession of the ball game. Now they'll split the backs on 2nd and 11, a run blitz coming. And Ralph in the backfield got away from one man. He gets to the corner. It's a race to the end zone, and he's going to win that race. Puts the ball up at about the 5-yard line and cruises into the end zone from 26 yards away. He got hit in the backfield, but he was able to bounce off that tackler and goes into the end zone for a 2nd Mound City touchdown here in the first 5 minutes of tonight's ball game. So a 2nd touchdown now for Creighton Ralph puts Mound City up by a score of 12-0. This one coming from 26 yards out at the 7:24 mark of quarter number one. Try for the 2-point conversion. Quarterback keeps it, turns. Now he's going to throw it. Pass is complete. Making the grab for Mound City is Grady Knapp, a freshman. 14-0 Mound City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Panthers ready to kick it away again. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Falls City make our scoring recaps your way. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect, help them let you protect your future. Whoops, got a ball loose down the end of a little baseball, a little plastic one it looks like. It is 5 plays, 36 yards for Mound City. Creighton Ralph with his 2nd touchdown run of the night. And the Panthers lead it. Here's a short kick, a line drive. And Mark catches it in the middle, spins out of one tackle. He's into Panther territory and down to the Mound City 34-yard line. That was a heck of a catch on a line drive there. No, I got the wrong number. It's not 22. It was 32. Excuse me. for Teat Prusman, who made the catch there and the return for South Holt. So South Holt finally gets the ball on the Mound City 34-yard line with 7:17 to go here in quarter number one, their first possession of the ball game. They'll line up in an offset eye. Quarterback under center is Hayes Weller, the senior. He turns, he tosses, it's loose in the backfield, and falling on it back at the 34-yard line for South Holt is Trevor Mark. Now, the beanbag, you can pick that up, yeah. The official kind of missed his mark there. It landed a couple yards ahead of where the ball ended up, all the way back to the 34. That's a big loss on the play. A loss of 12 on the play. That's back to the 36, excuse me, going the other way. Loss of 10 on the play, on the fumble. Did not lose it, but they did fumble it. So now, one back in the backfield, a wingman coming in motion from the left to the right, and the ball's in the air, fumbled on the handoff. Weller trying to hand it off there to Trevor Mark. They got tangled up, the ball popped straight up in the air, and then he was able to get back onto it. Mark falls on it back at the 32-yard line, so a loss of 4 on the play. And now it is South Holt with a third down and 24 from their own 32-yard line, excuse me. They have to get to the Mound City 24-yard line. Eight-man football tonight. Mark ends up as a wingman on the right. That is going to be Milne takes the snap, or takes the pitch. He was lined up in that wing position, 32 and 22, giving me fits. Takes the ball on the toss, goes around the left side, out to the 35-yard line. It's a gain of 3 and a good defensive effort by Mound City. So now it's 4th down and 27, 20, 21 yards to go. And it's punt formation for South Holt. Mound City, not sure. They don't have anybody back really deep. Here's the punt. It's a high end-over-end kick. Hits at the 25, goes straight up to the right, and it'll be down, hustling down there to down that football is Memphis Jones for the South Holt Knights. And a punt, and Mound City will get the ball back with 5:17 to go in quarter number one, leading 14 to nothing here. It will be at the 22 or 3. Let's see what they put on the clock. No, 12-yard line. Excuse me, their own 12. Get my eyes adjusted here to where we're at, what we're doing here. So Mound City, their own 12-yard line now, first and 10 after the punt. All right, here we go, back to live action. Panther football under center, Henry Smith. Henry Smith will hand the ball straight forward and up the middle with the ball, carrying it straight forward. This time is going to be Kane Durr. Durr moves straight ahead. Kennerly comes in, gets him stopped. It'll bring up second and 6 as to pick up 4 yards. Mound City already over 100 yards rushing in this football game here tonight. We are 4:53 to go in period number one. Panthers break the huddle. Smith under center. Split backs moving along the line and a flag from the official on the far side. And what's he going to call here? Let's see. I saw the defender move. It's just offside. Yes, it is. South Holt backing up. So that's going to make it a second down and 1. Second and 1. Mound City will have now the ball at their own 21. So from the 21-yard line, second and 1 for the Panthers. Smith turns, keeps, wants to throw. He's got a man open down the field. It is caught by Creighton Ralph, and Ralph will have yardage into South Holt territory. Nice route, nice throw down to the 34-yard line. A 25-yard pickup through the air for the Mound City Panthers. Henry Smith to Creighton Ralph. Ralph having a big night here so far for the Panthers. Well, here come Mound City over the football again from the 34 of South Holt, leading 14-0 in quarter number one. Straight ahead of us now at the 34-yard line. Panthers call the count, turn, give the ball off to Durr, breaks into the middle, spins, ooh, dangerous spin. He got spun out of a couple of tackles, went down. Mark made the tackle, but a good chunk of yardage again for Kane Durr. I have been impressed. This is the third time I think we've seen Mound City this year. Kane Durr runs hard and gets out of spots that you don't think he's going to get out of. He picks up 7 yards on that play. Here come the Panthers. Second down and 3 from the 27 of South Holt. The back split. Smith calling the count, turns, and it's going to be Ralph running left. Runs out of one tackle, and he runs right smack into the arms of his counterpart on the other side, Tate Prusman. And not a lot of room there. It'll bring up third down, and no gain. We'll call the ball 31-yard. I'll give him a yard on the play. So pickup of 1. Third down and a long 2 here for the Panthers. August Meadows, the left end now for the Panthers. Here we go, and quarterback boot around the right side. Smith has a nice fake of the handoff. First down and plenty more inside the 20, taken down and around the 16-yard line. Let's see where they spot him. It's going to be from the 26 down to the 16. Gain of 10 yards by the quarterback, Henry Smith. Running the ball very well here early on for the Mountain City freshman quarterback. And his backs are doing pretty well, too. Mountain City already 123 yards on the ground tonight, leading 14-0 here. Clock moving at 2:35. Now we've got an official stop here for a uniform issue here for Mountain City. What are we doing here? Oh, I'll get a shoe untied. I'll work on that. All right, that's Ralph Creighton. Working on it. Now the clock will run. We're ready to resume action here. Ralph's got his shoe tied. Now puts his glove back on. Walks up as they break. Says, what's the play? Am I getting the ball? First and 10 from the Knight 16-yard line. Split backs. They show run blitz again right up the middle. Durr. They've got him around the jersey. Hang on to him. Gain of 2 up the middle for Kane Durr, the senior. It brings up a 2nd and 8 now for the Panthers, deep in South Hole territory. Kind of bouncy over the football once again. Closer to the right hash mark. Again, they go right to left as we look at it here from the north side of the field to South Hole. Smith turns, toss it back. Ralph trying that left side, trying to get outside. Good job by the defense of South Holt. And a hit out of bounds. Coming up is Kimmerman to make the stop for South Holt along with Tyson Skeen. And it's going to be a loss on the play. They'll lose 2. They got back before. So now 3rd down 10 for the Panthers. Now the ball's on the near left side hash mark. 3rd down 10 yards to go for the Mound City Panthers. South Holt with 4 up on the line of scrimmage defensively. They've been blitzing a linebacker into those holes for the run. Panthers over the ball. Turn, toss it back. Durr got away in the backfield, reverses into the middle, and he'll be down to around the 10-yard line. They'll pick up about 6 on the play, and it'll bring up 4th down, and kind of manageable here for Mound City. You know they're going to go. 4th down and 4 from the 10-yard line. They have to get to the 6-yard line. Play coming in here for Mound City. From the side, Durr coming back in there. He moved to the side, now came back out. He's lined up on the left side. And quarterback Bulek wants to throw. He's got a man, and he went for the short side receiver. Pass intended for Grady Knapp off his hand. They had a man deep in the end zone all alone. Nobody saw him, except maybe me. And the pass is incomplete. Coach Taylor Stanford down the field was wanting an interference call. Did not get it. He is still debating that. Said, my man was held. My man was interfered with. And the official says, Coach, go back to your sideline. We'll call the game from here. So that 4th down, no good. And Mount C turns the ball over to South Hole at their own 10-yard line with 25 seconds to go in quarter number 1. And a toss to the right side and running the ball. Mark free up the field and taken out of bounds after a pick gain. Trevor Mark will move the ball from his own 10 out across the 25. They're going to spot him down at his own 30-yard line. A pick up at 20 yards and a first down for South Holt. We're now on the positive side of the yardage, running the football now. 20-yard gain now gets him to 9 yards for the game. Clock was stopped at 18 seconds, and the tackle went out of bounds. So Mound City showing three defensive line. One about a yard off the ball. They'll snap it directly to Trevor Mark. He'll try the left side, and oh, man, he plowed over one defender, gets by a second one, and he'll be across the 35 out to the 37. He is running hard and running mad right now, you can tell. Again, the tackle goes out of bounds, so 9 seconds left in the quarter. It's going to bring up a second down, about 3.5, maybe 4. We'll give him 6 yards on the play. Call it second and 4 now for South Holt on what will likely be the final play of this first quarter. 14-0, Mound City with the lead here. South Holt over the ball. Hayes Weller, the quarterback, lines him up in an eye. He'll turn, he'll fake the toss, he'll roll to the left. He's got a pressure, and the ball is in and out of the hands of his receiver intended up the field there for Will Jackson. Will couldn't hang on to it, so we will get another play and go here in quarter number 1 with the incomplete pass. Weller over to get the play call from the South Holt coaches. Coach Josh Peterson down here, beardless Josh Peterson. I haven't seen him clean shaven in a number of years. Trying to break the losing streak maybe with that. Some coaches are a little bit superstitious, shall we say. Wingman on the right side and handoff straight ahead, up close to a first down, but I believe just short. The carry straight ahead, that will end the first quarter. On the carry again was Trevor Mark. Tackle led by Mound City that time. In there on the stop is Grady Knapp. That ends the first quarter. Mound City 14, South Holt 0. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action here. Fourth down and a yard for South Holt. They will turn. No, the ball's loose. Now it's picked up by Weller. It's going to be Mound City ball either way. They got on top of that football. That is the third fumble and the second one lost tonight by South Holt. In a mix-up on the handoff, they'll lose 3 yards on the play and the ball. So Mound City will get the ball back in excellent field position at the South Holt 36-yard line. Clock at 11:55 to go here in quarter number 2. Fall City Sig Hart leading Cedar Bluffs in the first quarter, 22-0 at home. Final home game in season for the Irish tonight. Turn, hand the ball off, running straight ahead and fighting, putting his hand in the ground and keep on going, is going to be Kane Durr for Mound City. Nice run there. He'll pick up 4 yards on the play. He did a lot of that on his own. So Durr with a 4-yard pickup. Here comes Mound City over the football once again. line them up, split back formation. Mound City hardly ever changes. Now Mound City straight ahead again. Now the ball pops out, and South Hold has it. Dirk was hung up. They had him around the leg. Somebody came in, popped him high, and the ball came out. The ball from the 32 down to the 27-yard line. 5-yard pickup, but a fumble. Now Mound City with the turnover. So that will come to South Holt. They needed a break. They have it now at their own 27-yard line with 11:18 to go here in quarter number two. Offset eye. Weller back. He'll hand the ball off. Mark hit and drugged down over on the far side. Tried to get to the right side, and Mound City tackle is made over there by August Meadows. He's had a good first half for Mound City on the defensive side of the ball. Pick up of a couple of yards there that time for Trevor Mark to Mound City. Second down, 8 to go. The ball on the right hash mark. Clock moving at 10:50 to go here in quarter number two tonight. Auburn leading Syracuse in the first quarter tonight, 7-0 in that district title game in Class C1 in Southeast Nebraska. Offset eye, the toss sweep to the left side. Mark gets through the defenders. He got by three of them. First down and more across midfield down to the Panther 37-yard line. A 14-yard pickup on the play by Trevor Mark. They just don't want to lose to Mound City. They're tired of losing three in a row. Mark is running tough in what I believe is his final home game here. I think the Southhold Knights on the road next week. Down 14-0 here, early second quarter. Mound City with the lead. Again, the fullback behind the guard. Now Mark going to try the right side. Cuts inside the defensive end. First down and more. Down around the 20-yard line where he's shoved out of bounds over on the far side by the Mound City defensive backfield. Getting up there to make that stop. Max Smith, another freshman for the Panthers. So they move the ball from the 37. They'll spot it right on the 20-yard line. So back-to-back gains, 14 and 17 yards now for Mark. First and 10 at the Panther 20-yard line. Ball mostly on the ground for both teams tonight. Hayes Weller calls a snap. He's back. Give to the fullback this time and a gang tackle. Everybody up front for Mound City in on that stop that time, including Kate Gillenwater leading the way along with Grady Knapp. Not much running room that time for the fullback. It'll be a gain of 2 yards on the play for Southhold Knights. Carrying the football that time was for the Mount Southhold Knights. Excuse me, that was Tate Prusman. Now, motion to the left side, toss the ball back. Mark slipped the tackler, and he'll have first down yardage taken out of bounds inside the Mount City 10 at the 9-yard line. I was going to say he's inbounds. So a pickup of 9 yards on the play. Tackle is made by Mound City's Kane Durb. Mark with another good run. Picking up 9. It's first down and goal from the 9-yard line of Mound City here. South Holt threatening. Ready to roll. Here come the South Holt Knights. Left hash mark. First down and goal. 8:34 and the clock counting down here in the first half. Mark will dot the I. He will follow his fullback up the middle this time. Carrying the football straight ahead behind Tate Prusman and a run down to the 5-yard line and pick up 4 yards on the play. Power football, keep it on the ground. Now we move the ball up off the bottom of the pile for Mound City that time defensively is Scott Manley, sophomore. 8:05, the clock is stopped. We have an official's timeout for what? An equipment issue for a Panther player. Durr left the game. Now we'll wind the clock at 8:04. A second and goal now from the 5 for South Holt. The clock skips down under 8 minutes. This time, South Holt lines Prusman up at a wing spot on the right side. Little ace set. Tailback. It's going to be Mark. Motion man. Fake the toss. Hand off to Mark. Straight up the middle he goes. And he is down short of the goal line at the 1 yard line. Needed 5. He got 4. Little misdirection in the backfield that time. They brought the wingman in motion from the right to the left. Then did the old trap right up the middle with the fullback or the tailback. And got 4 yards. Third and goal from the 1 now for South Holt. Hard to keep him out here in this 8-man game when you get down to the 1 yard line. Your defense has to be stout, especially when a lot of the players are going wide. So here come the Knights over the football at the 7-minute mark of the first half. Hayes Weller, the quarterback, calling the snap under center. He turns. He will give it off. And nothing doing. Running the ball straight forward is Mark, and Trevor this time finds no room. The Mount City defense stiffens their back and says, well, not this time. Running into the middle of that defensive line there. Fort Mount City up in the front there is Gillenwater. John Gard up there. Fourth and goal from the 1. Weller, quarterback sneak. Did he get in there? Yes, he did. Hayes Weller, he went in. He got hit. I think he got pushed back. And then he is able to get in there on second effort. And that makes our score 14-6 here in quarter number 2. South Holt to try to cut into that lead. Now down by 8. Going to go for 2 here at the 6:22 mark of quarter number 2. It's a 1 yard run for Hayes Weller. Coach Peterson in the pregame show. Here's the kick. You're going to go for 1. It's up and it is good as Mark kicks it through. 14-7. Mount City leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is done by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop in and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect for more information about how they can help you protect your future. After Mound City fumbled the ball, it is a 9-play, 53-yard drive for the South Holt Knights. Hayes Weller caps it off with a 1-yard touchdown run at the 6:22 mark of quarter number 2. Kick good by Trevor Mark to make it 14-7. Mark puts the toe to the ball, and it lands in the end zone. No return, and it'll be Mount City football at their own 15-yard line. Mount City turned away their last possession. They were trying to get and wanted to get a pass interference call that was not called. And it will go over. Actually, that was 2 possessions ago now with the fumble on the last one. So here comes Mound City. Clock stopped at 6:22 to go here in quarter number 2. In the backfield will be Kane Durr and Creighton Raup. Quarterback, freshman Henry Smith turns, tosses the ball. Durr cuts inside, breaks a tackle. The race is on. He's at midfield at 30, 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 65 yards down the field. Wait a minute, a flag back at the 20-yard line. It's going to come back. 65 yards and a hold on Mound City at the 20-yard line. Ouch. Durr with a big run, and it's coming back. A hold, a big hold there. That one hurts. Instead of a 6-pointer at the other end, it's going to be first down and probably a spot foul. It's spotted him down at the flag flew at the 20-yard line. So the ball will be back to the 10-yard line. So it's going to be a 5-yard gain and a 10-yard penalty. So Durr picked up 5. And now the ball is on the ground and recovered by Mound City. Back on top of it is Henry Smith. So it was 1st and 15. Durr with a 5-yard gain in the hole. Smith, now it's 2nd down and a whole bunch. Lost a yard there. So now 2nd and 16, back at the 9-yard line. Here comes the run blitz. Smith back to pass. Chucks it up in the air. It's a jump ball off the hands of the intended receiver. A good play there by Hayes Weller. He jumped up and knocked it away from Creighton Ralph, who was up in the air and just couldn't hang on to it. The ball came down, had it in his hands for a moment, but couldn't hang on to the ball. Weller got there from a defensive back spot and it knocked it away at the 5:30 mark of the first half. It looked early on like it was going to be easy for Mound City, but it's certainly turning into a good ball game here. 14-7, 5:30 to go in the half. 3rd and 16 now. What does Coach Stanford have in his closet here? Turn, and it's going to be Ralph running the left side. Ralph gets around the corner. Ralph up the field, back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's about it. And now, oh boy, Coach Taylor Stanford is unhappy about something. He's not happy. I don't know what exactly went on. If he wants a face mask, I don't think he's yelling at his players over there. Ralph picks up 6 yards, and it brings up 4th and 10 for Mound City. So that penalty cost him a touchdown, and now they put him in enough of a hole, they're going to have to punt it away here. No penalty flags. 4th down and 10 from Mound City at their own 15-yard line, where the drive started originally. So in punt formation is Creighton Ralph. Dropping back deep as well, but he stands on the Mound City side of midfield. Ralph will hit this right around the 8 or 9 yard line. Snap, good. Ralph, little soccer toe here, come my way. Up, it's going to hit this, landed just short of the stands over here. That is not going to be good. From the 15, it goes out of bounds to the 26. It's an 11-yard punt. And South Holt catching some breaks now. They have the ball at the Mound City 26. That ball, he did a little soccer-style run to the right side, hit the ball, and it came flying right straight at us and landed just shy of the stands down here on the cement. So with 4:22, South Holt with a chance to tie the game, take the lead here. We'll see what they come up with. Line them up in that offset eye. Mark going to try the right side. Mark going to be taken down, and a late flag in the backfield. That's going to be holding against South Holt. And that occurred after the running back was by. He was by and almost tackled when the flag came out. So let's see. They're going to call it from the 26. So it's going to be a 10-yard penalty, a hold. So now it'll be 1st and 20 back at the Mound City 36-yard line. So 1st down 20 at the 36-yard line. Now the Panther defense needs to get a stop here. They would love to get a stop here. Yes, South Holt, they need to score. They're down by 7 points. Pistol set. Weller hands the ball straight forward. Carrying the football is going to be Mark this time. He'll be inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. A gain of about 3, maybe 4. We'll call it 3 yards on the play. And now 2nd down, 17 yards to go for the South Holt Knights here. Knights huddled up. I think 2 timeouts at least, if not 3. For South Holt, I think that might have been 1 timeout. I don't remember here. Didn't write him down. Here's a wing set. Prusman in the wing. Quarterback Weller trying to keep it around the left side. He's hit in the backfield and pushed back all the way to midfield. They will call him down at the 38. Kane Durr with the play. And Kane, a very aggressive tackle. He'll have to be careful there. He was within a second or so of getting flagged right there. Ball knocked back to the 36. The ball carried a loss of 3 on the play. So they tried the quarterback keeper around this left side with Hayes Weller. That went nowhere. And now it is 3rd down and 20 for South Holt at the 2:45 mark of this first half. We will line up. Tate Prusman at a wing on the right side. He comes in motion to the left. Fake the toss. Weller on an inside little pitch. Tosses it forward. Catch is made there by Griffin Hemmerling. Hemmerling will be down to the Mound City 29-yard line, a 7-yard pickup on the pass play. That is the first complete pass of the ball game for South Holt tonight. So now they've got 4th down and 13 from the 29-yard line. So South Holt, they're going to go here. Mound City moving their defensive ends from one side to the other. They bring over to the right side now John Guard. Nose guard, the man in the middle, Keith Gillenmar, Also up front, Max Smith. And now we've got timeout called by South Holt with a minute 46 to go in the first half. 14-7, Mound City with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right. Sal Holt still huddled up here on their sideline. Here we come. Coach Josh Peterson with the play call here. After one quarter, Jug Brown saving Fall City. Fall City is taking heart 22, Cedar Bluffs 0. Irish looking for their second win of the season as they wrap up the season tonight. Here we go. Spread the field. Two receivers either side. Quarterback Weller by himself in the backfield. Stan, he's being pushed. He's flushed out of there. He's going to stop. He's going to throw it underneath. It is caught. It is short of the first down marker. They throw the ball over the middle. Making the catch that time was Trevor Mark. It was a nice little play, but he just couldn't get loose from the defense. And it's going to be Mound City football here. Wait a minute, we got a flag somewhere? We're having a conference of men in striped shirts here. Let's see what we got. The ball is spotted down at the 17.5, 18-yard line. It was an 11-yard pickup on the play. And it is Mound City ball. There's no flag. So the Panthers get the football first and 10 at their own 17-yard line with a minute 38 to work here in the first half, leading 14-7 over the South Holt Knights. Don't expect South Holt's going to do, or Mount City's going to do anything crazy here. They're probably not going to spread the field and throw it all over here. They come out in that split back set. Smith, quarterback, bootleg, fakes. He may throw. He looks. He's being chased. He got away. Oh, they called him down. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. He wasn't down. He never left his feet. They called him in the grass. I want to talk that one over a little bit. There's nothing you do about it now. They called him down. The defense was there. They had him. One arm, it looked like, and they called Smith down, and he never left his feet. I was ready to throw the football. So a loss of 5 on the play. We'll call that a sack. Now the Panthers over the ball on 2nd and 15, back to the 13. Ralph takes the toss. Ralph on the run, left side, gets to the corner, outside, taken out of bounds on the far side of the field by Hayes Weller. The ball started out the possession of that play at the 13-yard line. So Creighton Ralph with the run out across the 20 to the 24-yard line. He will pick up 11 on the play. And it brings up third down and about four to go. Mound City has to get out to the 27.5-yard line. The ball's on the 24 here. Clock stop with a tackle out of bounds. 47 seconds to go. Mound City has timeouts in their pocket if they want to use them. Split backs, turn, give to the fullback, and it's Durr. First down out to the 30-yard line for Mound City. And a timeout going to move the chains here. Kane Durr with the run. He gets out to the 30-yard line, a pickup of six, and a first down for Mound City, and a timeout by the Panther. 41 seconds to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We are back here at South Holt. And Mound City has it, first down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Xavier Hart leading now. Another update from Jug Brown Stadium. In the second quarter, Xavier Hart leading Cedar Bluffs now 44-9. That's 8 minutes left in the first half of that one. Over Claytonia leading Falls City High 18-7 early in the second quarter. Mound City spreading the formation. Two receivers either side of the field. Quarterback Henry Smith all by his lonesome back there with 41 seconds to go. South Holt, three down linemen, everybody else back deep. There comes a motion man across the formation. They fake the toss to it, and now it's Smith pointing to directors, and he breaks the left sideline. Down the side he goes, drug down by the shirt and probably a horse collar just outside the 10-yard line, inside the 15. So from the 30-yard line, we'll see where he gets to. And are they going to call a horse collar on that, or did something else go on I didn't see? Official in the white hat comes this way. Personal foul, horse collar, yep. The ball is down to the 12-yard line. It's a 38-yard run. That was a nice play. Spread the field. Those receivers turned into blockers over there for Henry Smith. Picks up 38 yards on the play, plus a horse collar penalty. That'll be half the distance in this situation. So it'll be first and goal with 31 seconds to go, and the ball will be spotted at around the 6-yard line. Clock says 5-yard line. I'll go with that. Same formation, two receivers either side of the field. Smith calls the count. Durr in motion. They toss it to him. It's a pass. Durr turned to the corner, dives for the corner of the pylon, and in for the touchdown. Henry Smith with a 5-yard touchdown pass to Kane Durr. 5-yarder with 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Durr went in motion, went from the right to the left. They do that little two-handed push pass. And it's good for 5 yards and a touchdown for Mound City. Panthers now with 30 yards in the air, and they lead in the ballgame now 20-7 with a 2-point try coming here. Seconds before we end the first half, 24 seconds left in the second quarter. All right, line them up in that straight split backs formation, and Ralph will take the handoff. Ralph will run the left side, and he's in across the goal line, and a late flag and another late flag. Well, hold on. Let's see what we got here. I'm sure the two-pointer is good. I think some conversation is going on after that was over. It's now 22-7 Mound City While the officials are having a conference, what do we got here? Here comes the man in the white hat with an explanation. We are going to have point of try is good. Unsportsmanlike against South Holt. Unsportsmanlike against Mound City. Offsetting penalties. No damage. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The officials are still talking this over down on the far goal line here. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Service, Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect to find out how they can help you. Five play, 63-yard drive on a 5-yard pass from Henry Smith to Kane Durr with 24 seconds to go in the first half. Creighton Ralph runs in the 2-point try, a 5-play, 63-yard drive. And the offsetting penalties after the 2-point try was complete down there. We'll give Mound City, have them teeing up the ball. Creighton Ralph will tee it up at his 30-yard line. He approaches the football, and he's going to kick it along the ground. It's rolling, and it's back. It gets by Mark, and Mound City with a big hit all the way down there. Mark got it. Whoops. Little extracurricular. Ralph went down there. He was in on the tackle. Mark didn't like what happened. He lost the battle on the ball, went back, got it, then got hit. Lit up pretty good. It'll be South Holt football. I'm sorry. South Holt football back at their own 10-yard line with 20 seconds to work here in the first half. Normally, a month ago, you'd say they get a chance to score. That was back when they had a healthy Cole Metzger at quarterback and full strength otherwise, when South Holt could score at a moment's notice. Now we got a ball loose from outside the fence. Got into the field of play back near the goal line. The official stops the action. Now here we go. Line him up in the eye. Hayes Weller back. He will hand the ball off, and Mark on the run. Mark got loose in the backfield. Here he comes. He's got a chance. He's at the 35, the 40. Turns the corner and taken down at the Mound City 25-yard line with 8 seconds to go. So that will be a 45-yard run for Mark. And a timeout called by Sal Holt with 8 seconds to go in the half. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
South Holt took the timeout. We got 8 seconds to go in this first half. Coach Tanner Sandford out there with his defense, not very happy they gave up that big play. Toss sweep, Mark running the right side, and his blocker got pushed back into him here. He'll get around the right side out of bounds with 2 seconds to go in the first half. So Mark will pick up 4 yards on the play. Well, Coach Josh Peterson has a pretty extensive playbook of plays. Hayes Weller, the quarterback, and now Mark is going to line up to try a field goal at the 29-yard line is where it'll be spotted. It'll be a 39-yard attempt. No doubt the leg is good enough. Weller is the holder. The snap, good. The kick, the ball was pointed down. And it's going to be hitting in the end zone. the point of the ball where they were holding it was pointed forward too much, and just that ball never had a chance to get that far the way it came down on the ground. So, after one half of play here at South Hole tonight, it is the Mound City Panthers 22 and the South Hole Knights 7. 22-7, South Hole trailing Mound City in this Highway 275 Conference 8-man football game tonight. They put 15 minutes up on the clock, so we're going to have a long halftime. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Oregon, Missouri, home of the South Hole Knights, where we have a halftime score of Mound City 22, South Hole 7 tonight. Our halftime show presented exclusively by our friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but they're far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, Mound City got off to a good start tonight on their first possession of the ball game. They were able to go six plays, 65 yards for a touchdown, a 36-yard run, and an 11-yard run. The big play is by Creighton Ralph for Mound City in that drive. The pass failed. It was 6-0. It was just 9:54 on the clock in quarter number one, taking just over 2 minutes to get that first drive of 65 yards. The next play was the kickoff, and it was fumbled. It got away from South Holt. Mound City recovered, took the possession at the South Holt 36-yard line. Five plays later, Creighton Ralph ran in from 26 yards out. The two-point conversion on a pass from Henry Smith to Grady Knapp made it 14-0. Capping a five-play, 36-yard drive, and it was 14-0 with 7:24 to go in period number one. That was all the scoring in the first quarter of tonight's game. First touchdown for South Holt, Kevin, was 6:22 to go in the first half. It was a one-yard run by Hayes Weller to cap a nine-play, 53-yard drive. A lot of runs, a lot of yardage picked up that drive by Trevor Mark for South Holt. Mark kicked the extra point to make it 14-7 after the 9-play, 53-yard drive. Mound City got one more crack at it as they stopped South Holt on downs deep in Mound City territory. Mound City took over their own 17-yard line, and they went 5 plays, 63 yards on the drive. That was helped out by a horse collar after a 38-yard run by Henry Smith. Put the ball down to the 10-yard line. Smith then passed it forward to Kane Durr to get the 5-yard touchdown pass. Kane Durr with a touchdown catch. It was a 5-play, 63-yard drive. Ralph ran in the extra point. It was 22-7. South Holt with the lead, or Mound City with the lead over South Holt, and that is where we are at now at halftime, 22-7, Mound City with the lead. Our halftime show is presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College at Highland Community. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Mound City, 22, South Holt, 7, Highway 275 Conference Football here tonight at South Holt, Missouri. In Oregon, Missouri, the home of the South Holt Knights. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll hear from our sponsor. We'll check the weather forecast for the weekend. And then we hear from more of our sponsor. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 47 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 77 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 48 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Slight chance of rain showers Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
In Oregon, Missouri, I'm John Nix, along with you here tonight for Highway 275 Conference Football. Halftime, it's 22-7, Mound City with the lead. Other scores around the area in the Class C1 District 1 Championship game tonight. What it boils down to, Auburn and Syracuse both undefeated in district play. Syracuse 8, Auburn 1 at the end of the first half. 8-7 Syracuse, that game at Syracuse. Fairburn, Nebraska City tied at 7. That's late in the first half. With a minute to go in the first half is Wilbur Claytonia 26 and Fall City 14. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Fall City St. Hartley and Cedar Bluffs 44-0 at Jack Brown Stadium. At halftime, the Freeman Falcons looking for their second win in a row and second of the season. They lead Omaha Christian Academy 55-0. And at the end of the first half, fifth-ranked Pawnee City and six-man football leads number 10-ranked Del Rodell 64-0 at the end of the first half there tonight. That is Pawnee City and Del Rodell in that district final. Of course, Pawnee City too big to beat in the playoffs as well this year. So some close games and some not-so-close games going on around the area tonight. Here it's 22-7 at halftime. The lead to the Mound City Panthers in the first half. Mound City led by Creighton Ralph. 11 carries, 98 yards, a couple of touchdowns, one reception for 25. Kane Durr, 9 carries, 43 yards, one catch for 5 yards and a touchdown. Henry Smith, 2 of 4 passing, 30 yards and a score, 6 carries for 53 yards. For South Holt, Hayes Weller, 2 of 3 passing for 18 yards in the first half, 2 carries, 1 yard and a touchdown. And Trevor Mark, 12 carries, 76 yards, 1 reception for 11. And Griffin Kemmerling, 1 catch for 7 yards in the first half tonight for the South Holt Knights. The two teams are out warming up. I think we've got under a 3-minute warm-up period to come here before we get going here, but I'll keep it here just to make sure. They do a 15-minute halftime here at South Holt. So we're winding down the clock on the halftime clock. And again, 22-7 is our score. Next week, more football coming your way on Sunny 101.3 next Friday night. We will have South Holt again on the air, this time against East Atchison. That game will be played at Fairfax next Friday night. South Holt at East Atchison, played at Fairfax next Friday night. That's on Sunny 101.3 on KTNC. Friday night, it's Fairbury Jeffs of Fall City to take on the Tigers. Thursday next week, don't know the time yet. It will be Nebraska 8-man football playoff action. Johnson-Brock's going to qualify. We don't know who they play. We don't know where they'll play or what time of day they will play, but we'll find out and let you know. We will have Johnson-Brock playoff football your way next Thursday here on Sunny 101.3. They did put the 3-minute warm-up period on the board. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with second-half action on Sunny 101.3.
Mountain City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mountain City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mountain City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mountain City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mountain City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Save the date for the Community Medical Center Health Fair, Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the SCC Learning Center on Billshock Boulevard in Falls City. There'll be health screenings, flu shot, info on CMC Hospital Services, dental care, memory care support, senior living, pharmacy, Syndica, Head Start, plus Medicare enrollment information, and much more. It's all Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. The Community Medical Center Health Fair, taking place at the SCC Learning Center in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Oregon, Missouri. John Nix along with you here tonight as we are getting ready for the second half to get underway here. It's going to be South Holt received the football. Mountain City won the toss, and they took the football to start the ball game. And we're ready to roll here. Panthers are kicking off from the 30-yard line. It's Missouri, Highway 275 coverage, 8-man football on the radio tonight. Creighton Ralph ready to boot it away for Mound City. Here's the kick, and it's a low-line drive kick caught by the up man at about the 20-yard line. Back to the middle, bouncing off two tacklers, getting away from another one, bringing the ball back out of there for the South Holt Knights was Memphis Jones. Mound City tried to rip the ball from his paws, but they couldn't get it done, so South Holt will have it right at midfield. So at the 40-yard line with 11:53 to go, South Holt down 22-7. And here come the Knights over the football. Our quarterback, Hayes Wellner, a senior, returning to action this year after skipping a couple of years of football. He's a baseball player. He throws the ball out of the left side, a little screen to that left side. The ball is caught, moving the ball up the field. Well played by the Mount City defense, making the catch over there. Griffin Kemmerling with the catch, but there is no gain on the play. It'll bring up a second down and 10 situation. 18 yards through the air right now for South Holden this ball game. Weller's got a good arm. They just don't have a lot of time for him to throw it. Wingman on the right. Mark right up the middle goes the fullback. He's finding holes in the middle of that defensive line now. Gaining yardage. He'll have a first down to the Mound City 29-yard line. A gain of 11 for Trevor Mark. So a first down on the 11-yard gain. In the first half, South Holt did a good job running the football. They picked up in the first half 115 yards. Now Mark again tries the right side, and this time well played defensively here for Mound City, making the stop August Meadows. Now it's going to be a yard pickup. Pickup of a yard, and that's it. Made a mistake in the yardage of the first half. Mark over 120, had 125 yards in the first half. I lost his last two carries on my score sheet. Mark will run it again straight ahead. He will move the ball down to the Panther 23-yard line. Again, Kane Durr with the stop. It's third down and about four to go now as they pick up 5 yards on the play. So Trevor Mark, the workhorse here tonight for Mounds or for South Holt. Comes up over the football. Line set, double tights, eye set. Prusman in front of Mark. They're going to give it to the fullback this time, and Prusman runs to the right side, and he will be tackled by the Panthers, making the stop this time for Mound City, Grady Knapp. Now a yard pickup brings up a big fourth down here early in this third period. Fourth down and a long three, almost four, from the 22-yard line of Mound City. South Holt over the football, down by a score of 22-7. Wingman on the right, moving along the line. Nobody jumped for Mound City. And they're going to go Prusman, the fullback, right up the gut, and he did not get there. He gets to the 21-yard line, a pickup of about a yard, and the ball will go over on downs to Mound City. So the Panther defense, a little bit of bend but don't break there. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Give him 2 yards on that last play. So Mound City takes over with a 15-point lead here in quarter number three. Henry Smith, freshman quarterback. Ball on the left hash mark. Mound City going to the east end zone here in the third quarter. Right to left as we look at it. Smith, heck, he hands off. And, oh, nearly a breakaway touchdown. A saving tackle will be made by Trevor Mark. Ralph came through that left side of the line. And if Mark could not get him, it was going to be a race to the end zone, I believe, that time. Creighton Ralph taken down after a gain of about 6 on the play. Mound City picking up where they left off here. 204 yards on the ground right now for Mound City in this ballgame, unofficially, of course. Split backs, handoff again up the middle. This time we come, and it's going to be Kane Durr. Kane Durr will have the first down. He's across the 30 and out to the 33-yard line. Pickup of 7 for the Mound City senior. Durr with we've seen Mount City, I think this is the third time this year. And he's done a heck of a job running the football. Had some big games. Ralph picking up the majority of the yards tonight, but it's not over. Durr had a 65-yard touchdown run called back in the first half. What do we got? The officials are looking. Okay, now we're ready. Turn. Option quarterback going to key there. No option. He's going to have to run it. And Henry Smith finds nothing but black jerseys and gold numbers. And he's taken down in the backfield. Back at the 31-yard line. A loss of 2 for Mound City. You know, and this is the type of play at Mound City. It doesn't bother them. They lose 2 yards at 2nd and 12. But they say, well, the offense we run, that's okay. Kate Gillenwater comes in there now on that offensive line. Came in from the side, maybe just over talking the play ended up. Split back, second and 12 from the 31. And here we go, hand the ball off, and it's Ralph. First down, he dropped the football, and Mound City able to fall on that football. Johnny on the spot that time for Mound City. Jumping on top of the football is Henry Smith, the quarterback. Smith with a heads-up play, getting the ball back for Mound City after Ralph had dropped and lost the football. From the 31 all the way out, a gain of 9, a gain of 12 on the play. That will put Mound City in first and 10 at the South Hole 37-yard line. All right, here we go. And break the huddle, come over the football. Mound City content to let the clock run down, already 6:30. And now it's Kane Durr running the right side. He got backed up, kind of ran into the back of one of his blockers that time. And good job there, defense with that time by South Holt. Knocking him down on the play that time was Keegan Taylor. Keegan's a big freshman in there. It's second down and 11. It's a loss of yard on the play for Durr. South Holt's got some size on that line. Loss of Cole Metzger just really has hurt South Holt. The good news is he's going to be able to maybe play basketball by the end of the year, maybe early in January, hopefully. Here's Ralph coming to the left side. He lost the ball, stripped. Now a big dog pile for it. Mound City says they've got it. And they do. So back-to-back runs by Ralph, and he's been stripped of the ball that time, stripped. And on top of the football for Mound City, diving in there to save the day that time was Heath Bierman, a sophomore. So this time it's now third down and a dozen. They lose one more yard on the play. So third down and a dozen for Mound City. Smith and Ralph over the sideline get the play call. August Meadows at one end for the Panthers here. Come over the football at the South Hole 39. Count is on. Quarterback Smith, they've got him around the hips, and this time he's taken down in the backfield. Bruceman with the stop defensively for South Hole. Good play there. And now Mound City has it, a fourth down, and they've got a loss of 4. It's fourth and 16, so Mound City going in reverse here. Will they punt? Mound City into the ball game is Ernie Peters. And they're going to line up in a shotgun formation, a pistol set. Two receivers either side of the field, but I can't believe they're not going to quick kick it here. Maybe not. Bring it across, and they're going to run it. Running around is Ralph. Ralph turns the corner. Ralph's got the first down. Ralph's going to score from the right side all the way to the end zone. He goes down at a touchdown for the South Pole, for Mound City. Oh, my. I thought maybe they were probably going to quick kick that the way they had set up, but instead it is a long touchdown run for Creighton Ralph. He got around that corner. Once he got to that corner, the race was on, and he left everybody else in his dust that time. Good job by Creighton Ralph in there, lined up as a shotgun-style quarterback that time. He didn't know if he was going to run it or punt it or what he was going to do. All right, let's see where they're at here. I've got to get the distance on that touchdown. I believe it was a 41-yarder. Now here we go. Under center, Henry Smith for the two-point try. Fakes the handoff. He'll throw it, and it's incomplete. Trying to get the ball away there to his receiver. Coming across the formation there was Grady Knapp, and they couldn't connect. 28-7, Mound City with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our story and recap is brought to you by the folks in Auburn and Falls City. It is Josh. Excuse me. I'm looking at the wrong line here. It is Jake or Tosh Arm. I'm sorry. Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. They are the folks that run Farm Bureau Finance Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop in and let them help you get your future in order. Creighton Rao with a 43-yard touchdown run for Mound City. They score. The drive is 60 yards. The pass failed, and the score now is 28-7. Mound City with the lead. It's a very short kick. Didn't go the 10 yards, and a great field position here for South Holt unless they want to make them kick it again, and they might. That was an 8-play, 60-yard drive for Mound City, so they've had scoring drive of 8, 5, 5, and 6. Again, our scoring recaps are brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Service, Auburn and Falls City, Jake and Tosh Arm Connect. They sponsor those drive recaps so you know what goes on. All right, here we go. Mound City is going to back up 5 and kick it again. This time it's going to go to one of the upmen over on the far side. Caught over there. Boy, on a line drive. These kickoffs are interesting for Mound City. Again, coming down with the football is Memphis Jones. And the ball will be for the second consecutive time for South Holt to start the drive at midfield. This time, though, the score is 28-7. There's 4:15 to go in the third quarter. South Holt over the football. Here we go. Line them up in an I formation, and they'll toss the ball back to Trevor Mark, the senior. He goes right. He is caught around the ankles, and a nice defensive effort there. Getting in there, freshman Max Smith on the play for Mound City. Him and his twin brother Henry having big nights on opposite sides of the ball here. Trevor Mark found no running room, lose the yard on the play for the Knights. So South Holt, Weller, terrific baseball pitcher, has got a good arm. Just can't get the passing game going, though. Hand off in the middle, Trevor Mark again. He's going to fight his way forward. And Jim Max Smith got blocked well after the tackle was made. He says, hey, ref, watch that. A good defensive effort again. Gain of 2. Mark just can't find the running room right now, but he could break one at any time. Big first half. Coming in from the sideline now, Trace Milne, the senior. He's over here along with quarterback Hayes Weller, two of the three seniors playing tonight for South Holt. Offset eye, third down and 9 for the Panther 39-yard line. And handed off Mark straight ahead, dragging a defender with him. He'll be to the 35, down to the Mound City 34. Off the bottom of the pile for Mound City this time is going to be Calvin Knowles, a junior, and also, once again, August Meadows. It's fourth down and a long 4, it looks like. Ball at 34. They need to get to the 30-yard line. Picked up 5 on that play. Clock counting down, 2:25 to go in the third quarter. 3-score advantage here for Mound City, 28-7. South Holt needs a first down here. The ball's on the right side hash mark as they go left to right toward the west end zone. Weller back, rolls left, looking downfield. The lefty throws. He's got his man good down to the 20, inside the 20. Making the catch is Will Jackson. Good pass play that time on the rollout from the 34. They'll spot him down around the 17-yard line. Looks about a 17-yard pickup and a first down for the South Holt Knights. Spot the ball at the 17-yard line. Hayes Weller all the way over here to Coach Peterson to get the play call. Now back he goes out to the huddle. He'll get his miles in tonight. From the 17, first down and 10. The clock at 1:50 to go and counting down here in quarter number 3. Offset eye. Turn, hand the ball off, Travis Mark, and a whole bunch of white jersey defenders wait on him at the 15-yard line. Actually, got to him before the 15-yard line. He took him for a ride for about 2 yards. That was about all she wrote. In there again, Calvin Knowles, Round City. He's a junior. He's a big load on the inside there. Clock is stopped at 1:19 to go here. What do we got? All right. We've got going out of the game again. Second half, that's Havanite, Kane Durr, out of the contest over there. He must have some, must have scratched his arm. They're taping him up, trying to cover up if that's blood, if that's what it is. Direct snap back to Mark. He'll run the right side. He is hit. Oh, good defense. Mount City went in, took out the blockers that time. That's a short gain down inside the 15. Going up there and blowing up the play that time, August Meadows. He took out the blocker, clearing the way for the tacklers for Mount City. And it is Trevor Mark with a gain of about 4 on the play. Make it 3 to bring up 3rd down and 5. So here comes the Knights, 3rd down and 5. Right side hash mark. Weller calling the count. Hayes turns. He'll give the ball straight forward, and it's Pruston. No, it's going to be Mark straight ahead. Trevor inside the 10, down to the 11-yard line. He'll get 4, and he'll have the first down. Let's spot him inside the 10. Oh, he's down to the 6. Excuse me. I'm sorry. All the way down to the 6-yard line, so it's first and goal now for South Hole. Gain of 6 on that play. Now they come out and misdirection and nothing doing there that time. What do we got? Stop the play? I don't see anybody with a football. Well, the officials got it. We got procedure. Okay, that's what happened. Saw a lot of people moving. Looked like the play was underway. They blew it dead. A 5-yard penalty for procedure. So now it'll be first and goal. At the 11-yard line. First and goal at the 11-yard line. 4 seconds to go. They're going to wind the clock, and that's going to end the third quarter before the Knights can get a play off. 28-7, Mount City with the lead after 3 here at South Holt. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
12 minutes up on the clock here at South Holt High School, 28-7, South Holt Trailing Mound City. Back at Jug Brown Stadium, Massagan Heart winning over Cedar Bluffs, 58-0 tonight after 3 quarters. Thanks, Troy Nelson, for keeping us up to date there. Shotgun set, Weller back to pass, Weller throws, it's caught, shoe-top catch, and it is touchdown. Mound City says we pushed him out of bounds. Kane Durr says we pushed him out. The referee said touchdown. The catch is made. If he'll come back into my view here, down there, I believe on the catch was Kennerling. Yes, it is. He got ran out of bounds and ran clear out on the track here, so it is Griffin Kimmerling with the catch. Score coming from 11 yards away. And now the try for the point after kick is good by Mark. And that is where we are at, 28-14 with 11:53 to go in the fourth. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Don't go anywhere. It's 28-14. South Holt gets on the board. Our scoring drive recap is done by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake Kertosh, Arm Connect. Here's the kickoff. Mark will put the toe to the ball, and it's going to skip into the end zone. Scoring recap, Hayes Weller throws it 11 yards after the penalty to Griffin Kimmerling. 11-yard pass play, an 8-play, 40-yard drive. The kick is good by Mark, and it's 28-14 with 11:53 to go here in quarter number four tonight at Oregon, Missouri. John Nixon along with you here tonight, bringing you this Highway 275 action. Mound City now. Now what the Panthers, well, I shouldn't say the Panthers. What Mound City wants, or it is the Panthers. Confusing myself. They have their own 15 here. 11:53 on the clock. I'll get my tongue untied. Turn, hand the ball off, and it's going to be Ralph, and he gets hit. And Ralph is down right around the 13-yard line, a loss of two. So South Holt, they know what Mound City is going to do, and Mound City knows they know what they're going to do. But they're going to do it anyway. 28-14. South Holt needs to get a stop here. Mound City would love a long, sustained drive and go down and get points. If you can't, just keep the ball play. They'll keep away here. Split back set, and Smith back. He wants to throw. He does. Oh, he's got a man. He's got him at the 25, and it's Creighton Ralph with the catch. He tried to reverse field. He's got the first down. He about gave up enough yards. Poor progress. I think he would have got it anyway, but he about went back behind the marker for the first down. The clock will continue to move as it's a completed pass from the 13 out to the 26, a 13-yard pass play, and a Panther first down. Mound City, first completed pass of this second half, first pass attempt of this second half for the Panthers. He threw the ball in the first half for 25 yards, make it 30 yards. Now, in the backfield, we've got a sack immediately at the quarterback leading the way in there. Tate Prusman, also in there, Wesleyan Lonoel, sophomore. So this time, Smith with nowhere to go. Henry looking for some room, couldn't find any. He'll lose yardage back to the 21, a loss of 5 on the play. So it's now second down and 13 at the 10:05 mark. Right hash mark on the near side of the field. Here's that run blitz again, and it's Ralph over the left side. He goes, spun around. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. He'll pick up the 5 they lost on the previous play. And it looks like he is close to breaking it when he goes through that line. That time again, much like a run earlier, just a step to go, and he might have been gone the distance there. So now, interesting enough, Henry Smith leaves the ball game, the Panther quarterback. So the Panthers spread the formation on 3rd and 10. I'm assuming that's Ralph at the quarterback. He's there now. He turns it up. Two receivers either side of the field, coming a man in motion. Ralph going to keep it running left, tries to go outside, finds a little space, now backs up, now goes forward, backs up again. Too much time dancing that time. It's going to bring a 4th down at about 8 or 9. They did a good good job by South Holt over there shutting down the running lanes. Will Jackson, their defense, is going to bring him fourth and eight, so a gain of two on the play. Now Mount City's got it fourth down and eight. They are at their own 28-yard line here, but don't put it past them to go ahead and go for this with a two-score lead, 28-14. Clock is moving. So they can do anything here. They put two receivers either side of the field. Ralph brings a man in motion, and he's going to keep it. He's going to run, try to get to the left side, turns the corner, and he's hit and dropped. Nice play defensively. They hit him up around the shoulder pads, held on, and nothing doing that time. Big play. That was Trevor Marks in the stop over there, I believe, for South Holt. No gain on the play, and it's going to be South Holt football, and they're going to have it at the Mound City 29. 14-point advantage for Mound City. We've got 8:28 to go in this ball game. Now, South Holt comes over the football. Quarterback Hayes Weller in a shotgun set this time. Two receivers left. Weller back. He's a lefty. He drops. He scrambles. He runs left. He's got a lot of room. The defense comes up, and they'll take him out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. He'll be down to the 13-yard line. A gain of 16 for Hayes Weller. He's got some wheels. He's got some wheels now. 168 yards on the ground now for South Holt. Clock stops. The play goes out of bounds at the 13-yard line of Mound City. Panthers took a gamble on that fourth down. Didn't pay off this time. Now we'll see if they pay for it. Handoff straight ahead. Trevor Mark and flags in. I think they got some face masks that time. Got a player from each team all the way back 10 yards behind the ball, blocking and rolling around on the ground. I think the head of the ball carrier got pulled down. I thought I saw a face mask. Let's see what the referees saw. Yes, they did. Face mask against the Panthers. Face mask will move it half the distance, I would imagine here. So they jerk the head straight down. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. It's going to bring up first and five. First and five at the 8-yard line. Mound City 8. One set back. Man in motion coming across is Prusman. And now a little inside hand to pass forward. And a nice play. The pass is caught by Griffin Kimmerling. And Mound City sniffs that thing out once again defensively. August Meadows on the stop for Mound City. It's going to bring up second down and five. No gain on the play. No gain. From the 8-yard line of Mound City, second down and five. They can get a first down at about the 3. This time they'll line it up. Two running backs in the eye, offset eye. Hand the ball off. Martin, the defense is in the backfield. They had him, they lost him, they got him back, and he'll be forward from where he was hit to the 11-yard line. It'll be a loss of about 3 on the play. Good defense again by the Mound City Panthers. Both teams making some terrific defensive stops. They've had some great offensive plays. He'll be knocked down at the 11-yard line. Third down and 8 now from the 11-yard line. Clock moving, 6:57 to go in this ball game. Mound City 28, South Holt 14. Two receivers to the right side. Mark will stay in the backfield with the quarterback. And Weller drops the pass. He's chased, gets out of there. Now he's going to throw it, and it is tipped away. Nice play defensively. Had he got a little more air under that, it would have been 6. He had a receiver cross in the back of the end zone. But jumping up in the air to knock it away was the Panthers, Ralph, Creighton Ralph, with the defended pass, knocks the ball away, and it's fourth down and 8 now from the 11-yard line. Fourth and 8. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast, Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement also serve you from 5 locations across northeast Kansas. All right, we'll put two receivers to the left, and now we're going to have a timeout called by the official. interchanging players on both sides here. Kamerling splits out wide to the left. Got a man in the slot. That's Mark. Two men to the right side. Quarterback by himself in the backfield. Weller back. Weller looks. He throws. He's got a man. It's going to be close to a first down. I think he got it. Catch made over on the far side by Will Jackson, and it will be good for a South Holt. Well, they haven't done anything yet. Let's see. Are we going to measure? Oh, boy, it's going to be close. They got it. They got it. He needed eight. He got eight first downs, and now it's first and goal. First and goal, South Holt from the three-yard line. And a hit in the backfield. Running back got loose. Mark had a little room to go that time. Over the right side, he'll get maybe a yard on the play, and that's about it. He'll bring up second and goal now from the two-yard line, we'll call it. So, again, second and goal from the two-yard line. Weller under center, the quarterback. Wingman on the right side, and the quarterback keeps it this time, and Weller pushing forward. Touchdown, South Holt. Hayes Weller with the touchdown run from 2 yards away, and now we've got a one-score ball game. 28-20 with 5:34 to go. All right. As we thought, a good ball game. Mark in for the try. The kick coming. And the snap is up. The snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is good. And it's 28-21 with 5:34 left in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Something that affects us all, our bone and joint health. Whether you're hitting the gym, working hard on the farm, or just staying active, taking care of your bones and joints is key to staying mobile and pain-free. At Nemaha County Hospital, they've got expert care for everything from arthritis to joint injuries and even post-surgery rehab. Their physical therapy team is ready to help you keep moving and regain strength. Learn more about keeping your bones and joints healthy by calling our therapy department. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5:34 left in this ball game. Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future. Hayes Weller runs for his third touchdown of the night, a 2 yard run, capping a 7-play, 29 yard drive, and is now 28-21. Mark going to kick it low, rolls it down to the 8 yard line, picked up. Up the field with the football comes the Mount City return man, and out across the 25, out to the 28-yard line. Coming up there with the football that time, I believe, on the return that time for Mount City. Well, yeah, Heath Bierman back there. Okay, I can see the end. I don't think that Smith is back there. It's Bierman. And now Mount City in a position they love to be in. A 7-point lead, 5:28 to go. They'd love to just run out the clock here. They take over their own 28-yard line, 5:28 to go. South Holt defense fired up here. Here we go. Shotgun set. Ralph pushes it forward, making the little catch and coming around the right side with the football for the Panthers is Ernie Peters. And Ernie Peters will have the first down. Ralph takes the snap. Peters comes around. It is a pass. They underhand the ball forward to him. He'll be into South Holt territory at their 39-yard line. It's a 13-yard pickup on the pass play and a first down for the Panthers. Now 56 yards in the air for Mound City in the ball game. Same spread formation. We've seen Coach Stanford do this type of thing. You know they're just going to get in there and run all the time. Now they're going to toss it forward. This time it's going to be Durr. Kane Durr around the left side, and a flag comes in as he's tackled by Trevor Mark at the line of scrimmage. That's probably going to be a hold against Mound City. Officials get together just on the South Holt side of Mound of midfield, holding against the Panthers. So that will back him up 10 yards. Spot foul. Let's see. They're going to move it from the South Holt 39. There's five. Keep going. There you go. All the way back to them south of Mound City, 31-yard line. Own 31-yard line. It's now first down and 20. First and 20 for the Panthers. This time we've got a man coming out here wide to the right side for Mound City. That's, okay, Kane Durr out here this time. He goes in motion across the formation right to left. And now Ralph going to keep it, running behind Durr. There he goes. And Ralph is going to run it all the way to the end zone. South Holt going to be unable to catch him. As we said, he's just a step away a couple of times, and this time he got loose. And he will go the distance for the touchdown, this time from 49 yards away. Creighton Ralph with the touchdown run for the Mound City Panthers. Big run there puts Mound City over 300 yards rushing in this ball game tonight. And now a two-point try coming here up by 13. Here's Mound City. Score coming with 4:47 to go, less than a minute after South Holt pulled within one. So Creighton Ralph with his fourth touchdown of the ball game. A throw for the two-point conversion. It is caught. Meadows makes the catch from Smith, and the two-point try is good, and now it's Mound City 36, South Holt 21. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recap presented by Jake and Tasha Arm Connect. They run Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Let them help you protect your future. On a 10-yard hold penalty, make it first and 20. Creighton Ralph gets the snap, takes the ball, and runs 49 yards for the touchdown. The pass was good for a two-point try, and now it is 36-21 Mound City. Here's a low line drive kick. Hits off of a South Holt Knight player. Now they're rustling to get the ball carrier down, picking it up and trying to bring it back all the way ahead from Memphis Jones. Memphis, I mean this with nothing but good thoughts. He's a tough nut to run that ball back. Man, he got hit and hit and hit and wouldn't go down. Good job. All right, here we go. Now it's going to be South Holt football, first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. They'll come over the football here. Here they come. And now Weller back to pass of the gun, and he tries to throw it out there on the right side to Tate Prusman, the sophomore, and they can't connect this time. It falls incomplete. So they're going to go to the passing game. Our final 4.5 minutes could take a little while here in this ball game. Final score, Jug Brown Knight. Sigmar picks up their second one of the year, their best game of the year, a 58-0 shutout of Cedar Bluffs. Congratulations to Doug Golt and the Irish on getting that win as they wrap up their season tonight. Motion man across, Prusman, Weller going to run a bootleg to the right side. Coming up, a flag goes down as Meadows drives him out of bounds on the far side. Flag at the 25-yard line. The play went out of bounds, plus the penalty will stop the clock here. We've got a hole, against the Knights. Well, that'll back him up some more. It was second and 10. Now it's going to be second down and further. That's a spot foul. They're going to say it's from the 21-yard line. Is that right? No. I forget they've got the 5-yard line marked, too, from the 26. That'll move it back to about the 16-yard line. So back to the 16-yard line. Spread the formation. Running back stays in there. Weller back to pass. He looks. He throws an out pattern, and it's just off the fingertips out here. Pass intended for Griffin Kemmerly. He can't quite hang on to it that time on the coverage for Mound City. Grady Knapp. So the pass ball's incomplete. pass is incomplete, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 20. Now we'll go a straight offset high formation. Weller back, hands it off to Trevor Mark, and Trevor Mark finds nothing but Mound City Panthers in the backfield with him this time. That was terrific defense there by the Panthers, coming in there, driving in there defensively that time. Once again, Grady Knapp on the defense. He was leading the way. John Gard also in there that time. Now it's 4th down and 23 as they lose 3 on the play to the Knights. So this one could be all she wrote. Weller by himself in the backfield. Two receivers either side of the field on 4th and 23 from the 15. Senior back drops, being chased. He's got room to run. He's going to load it up and fire up the field, and it's incomplete. Defender behind the intended receiver down the field that time. They were trying to get it down there to Will Jackson. It was a jump ball situation. Jackson trying to back up and couldn't get up in the air high enough. Ball goes over his head, out, incomplete. And now Mound City will get the ball 1st down and 10 at the South Holt 15-yard line. 3:36 to go in this one. So Mound City coming over the football here for the possession. Now they'll line them up. And a handoff straight forward. Kane Durr, senior, running the ball straight forward. Kane got a little bit of room. He'll be down to around the 11-yard line. Again, on the stop there is going to be Memphis Jones. 2nd and 6, they get down to the 11-yard line and pick up a 4 yards. Mound City taking their time. Syracuse and Auburn, that district championship in Nebraska C1 football. 3 minutes left. They're tied at 14 apiece. River in Nebraska scored tied at 7. Warwick Daytona leads Fall City 34-21. That game over on KTNC tonight. Split the backs, turn, and the run to the left side. This time we've got Ralph on the carry, I believe. Ralph got a yard. That was it. They're bringing up 3rd down and about 5 yards to go here for the Mound City Panthers. Mound City huddled up. No hurry. They're going to watch that back judge for that count to start. Run the clock down as far as they can. Lead by 15, 36-21, and 2:18 to go. Now the count is on. Here's the snap. Durr running the right side. Can he get to the side? No. Good job defensively out there. Nice one-on-one tackle by South Holt. Coming up to make the stop that time is Griffin Kimmerling. And Kinder, no running room to play. It'll bring up 4th down and 5 to go. Mound City will run another play here from the 10-yard line. Knows the ball just inside the 10-yard line. Next week, South Holt at East Action. We'll have that game here on Sunny 101.3 next Friday night from Fairfax. Split back set, and we've got a flag. Do we have an offside penalty? Mound City clapping. It is offside, and that will be very close to a 1st down. Probably will. Clock stops, the minute 33 to go. Offside, good for 1st down. So 1st and goal at the 4. Ball is just inside the 10. Panthers coming over the football now. Mound City ready here. Durr and Ralph in the backfield. Ralph with 4 touchdowns on the night. This time it's a quarterback bootleg. Henry Smith with no room to run that time. He'll be knocked down right at the 5-yard line. He'll actually lose a yard on the play. And I don't imagine that that is terribly disappointing to the Mound City coaching staff that he got tackled inbounds, keeping the clock running. South Holt content not to stop the clock with their timeouts. This will be their fourth consecutive loss since the injuries started piling up on him. And that'll make excuses. That's just the way it is. There's Ralph running to the left. Stops. Stutter step. Turns the corner. Touchdown, but it's going to come back probably as we have a flag at about the 3 or 4 yard line. Let's see what that is. Block in the back, it looks like, against Mound City. So that will nullify the fifth touchdown of the night for Creighton Ralph with 32 seconds to go. My guess now that Coach Standiford might just have his team take a knee here. Second down and a bunch that's back out at the 14-yard line, okay. Back at the 14, second down and goal. Panthers coming over the football here. Clock will start on the snap. Mound City puts two running backs behind the quarterback, and Henry Smith takes a knee, and they're going to let the clock run out. Your final score is going to be Mound City 36 and South Holt 21. 36-21 will be your final night. The Panther team walks off the field to their sideline. Here comes South Holt as the clock winds down. 36-21, your final score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and wrap up this ball game coming up on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. We are here in Oregon, Missouri. And we have a final score of Mound City 36 and South Holt 21. Our wrap-up of the game brought to you by our folks, the presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement. They also serve you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. Second half scoring at halftime, our score was Mound City with the lead, 22-7. Mound City got a touchdown, 4:18 to go in the third quarter, and a Creighton Ralph 43-yard run, capped an 8-play 60-yard drive. Then South Holt came back, made it interesting with two touchdowns, 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter, an 11-yard run or pass play from Hayes Weller to Griffin Kemmerling, capping an 8-play 40-yard drive to make it 28-14. Then Mound City went for it on fourth down and did not make it. They gave the ball to the Knights D deep in Mount City territory. They went seven plays, 29 yards. Hayes Weller ran it in from 2 yards out, and the kick was good by Mark again to make it 28-21. But Mount City able to get on the board one more time with 4:47 to go, less than a minute after South Holt got back to within seven. It's a Creighton Ralph run of 49 yards, a two-play 52-yard drive. The pass was good for the two-point conversion, 36-21, our final score here tonight at South Holt. Mount City improves on the season now. The Panthers, their record, that is their third win of the year for Mount City. They're 3-5 in the year. South Holt drops to 4-4. They've lost four consecutive games now. Final, 36-21, Mount City with the win. We'll take one more two-minute break and be back with the wrap-up, give you a few of the numbers on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Burton, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. The fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Mount City. No, we're not in Mount City. We're a little farther down the road here. We are at South Holt, and Mount City gets the win tonight. 36-21. Looking at some of the individual numbers in this ball game tonight. They go this way for Mount City. Henry Smith, their quarterback, he runs 9 times for 42 yards. He hit 3 of 5 passes for 43 yards and a score. Kane Durr, 13 carries, 53 yards, 1 reception, 5 yards and a touchdown. And junior Creighton Ralph, 21 carries. I had him for 213 yards in the ball game, 4 touchdowns on the ground. He caught 2 balls for 38 yards, and he was 1-of-1 passing for 13 yards in the ball game. Leading the way for the South Holt Knights was Trevor Mark, 25 carries, 154 yards in tonight's ball game. Hayes Weller ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another touchdown for the South Holt Knights. So, again, your final, 36-21, Mount City with the win. They are now 3-5 on the year. South Holt 4-4. Next week, South Holt on the road up at Fairfax to take on the East Atchison squad. Randy Couture will have the call of that game for you next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight. From South Holt, I'm John Nixon, saying goodnight, everybody. The final score, 36-21, Mound City with the win.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.